I just want to say to you that I am excited to be here today. When I met Pastor, he was one of the prophets that proclaimed a prophetic word, and he was talking about, he was ministering to the musician, and you said something about an aroma that was over his life, and I felt like cinnamon, that's what you said. And, you know, cinnamon, and there were different spices that had to go in for the anointing oil. Amen. And so you are the fragrance of Jesus Christ today. Amen. And I just want to say a few things, and then I'm going to flow right into the word. And I just want to say that I count this as a privilege and an honor to be with you here today. Amen. I know I may be overdressed and everything, but I want to talk about 577. That's in the Jewish year. Amen? 2017 is on the Gregorian calendar year, but the two are the same. Amen? And it's amazing how when I walked up and I saw this is a place where the Jews meet. This is a place where the Christians meet. I think it's about four or five different congregations. If that's not the kingdom of God, I don't know what is. Amen? And the Bible says that he has broken down the walls, for he is our peace. 5777, 2017, your kingdom year of the open. Did you hear what I say? It is your kingdom year of the open. Sometimes people write a check and they don't put a dollar amount on the check. And they say you can fill in the amount that you want to put in there. But it has to be guaranteed that there is money in the bank. Amen? If you don't make a deposit, you can't make a withdrawal. You can't write a check in Texas and that check bounced because the district attorney, Menendez, is going to come looking for you. Amen? But I am so glad that this year, 5777, 2017, we are living under an open. And I'm going to talk about seven things. At number seven, this is seven. When 2017 rolled in, oh, I was excited. I don't know what 2016 may have been for you. It may have been a lot of drama. It may have been a lot of heartaches. It may have been a lot of pain. It may have been a lot of suffering. But one of the things I like about a new year, no matter what happened in the last year, the Bible says in Isaiah 43 that the old is gone and behold, the new is springing forward. Oh, I wish I had some help in this place. I feel good today because I got on some new shoes. My sister sent me a gift card from Macy's, and I said I'm going to buy me something special. And I went, and these are almost $100 shoes, but I got them on sale for $49.99. Oh, come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. You can look like $1,000 wearing a pair of $49.99 sales shoes. I have some guests from Nigeria, and they went to the church that they wanted to go to. They had already set up their agenda, and I didn't want to encroach to bring them here. And some of their the members wanted to get a little bit of African ambiance. And you should have seen a man. She looked like a queen. Before you die, to go to the New Jerusalem and to go to heaven, you got to go to Israel, and you got to go to Africa. Right. Oh, come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise in this place. So I take him up to St. Marcos, to the outlet mall. And I go to this store, and this white shirt I'm wearing is brand new, on sale. A $65 shirt, $12.99. Did you hear what I'm saying? $12.99. But it didn't stop there, Pastor. I get up to pay for it. And he said, do you have, you know, how you can be a part of this? I said, yeah, I think I went and shopped in a store in Florida, and I gave them my name. He said, well, what's your telephone number? I put it in, and he said, I got good news for you. You got a $5 coupon. So what was $12.99? $7. Don't I look good? You see this? It's a triple crown year. Triple. They call it a perfecta at the dog tracks in Florida. Oh, don't y'all act spiritual like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. They call it a trifecta. And trifecta pays big. My daddy and my mama used to gamble. They'll be 80. My mom turned 80 in September. My dad turns 80. So as soon as I come back from Honduras on the 8th, he turns 80 years old. Last year, he almost died. Walking across the street, and a girl hit him texting, and they didn't even charge her. Texting, talking about she didn't see him. I guess not if you're texting. Isn't there a law that says you can't and what? You can't what? Talk and text. She was texting. But that's all right. See, what the enemy meant for evil, God turned that thing around for good. So they called me 1 o'clock in the morning saying they're rolling in him into surgery because he was bad. She hit him so hard. She knocked the sole off of the shoes. Woo! No broken bones.
Come on, man. Come on.
So, see, I was rejoicing with you, Sylvia.
Yes.
Sylvia?
Yes.
When you talk about, you know, your son, when the judge can decree a thing, but God has the final word. The prayers of a believing mother. Did you hear what I said? The prayers of a believing mother. A triple crown year. Triple. Trinity. Covenant blessing. Perfect testimony. Two or three. That's all it takes. Two or three. And anything you proclaim, you agree upon, shall be done. I'm agreeing for that building over on Bandera. I shopped in Lax. I got my bedroom is from Lax before they shut down. And I got a $3,000 bedroom set going out of sale for less than $1,500. Oh, come on! That's what I'm talking about. See, five is a number of favor and grace. That means that God is going to pity you. You know what pity means? That means that I feel sorry for you in a degree. But then also, favor ain't fair. You better appreciate the favor of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I testify?
Testify, sir.
Can I testify about the goodness of the Lord? See, that pity means also mean to show hesed, loving kindness, to show goodness. I'm saying at the beginning of the year, Lord, since the Super Bowl is in Texas, I would love to go to Houston. Minding my own business. You better be careful what you say out of your mouth. I'm sitting down at my computer. Oh, y'all better take your seatbelt off. Somebody's going to run around the church. Sitting down at my computer. Everybody say last year. The Lord told me to be a servant to some of the retired NFL football players. See, when you work with celebrity, it was prophesied I would go to Hollywood and I would minister in Hollywood. I've been out there. I met Little Richie. I've seen Angela Bassett with your bad self, fine as she wanna be. I've seen all of this. I took a picture with Tim Story. You know Tim Story, the prophet. He has a ministry. I'm gonna tell you how I got to meet him. But I'm sitting down. The Lord told me just be a servant. See, when you are a servant, your gift and your calling make room for you. See, I have business cards, but I don't have to pass out business cards. See, when you go to be a servant, when you learn how to minister to people, and see, a lot of them live in sin. I'm going to preach real good. They living in sin. They know they're living in sin. The Holy Spirit is their convictor.
That's right.
See, I like the fish, but I don't like to take out and clean those guts and scales off it and everything. And that's how it is with people. They're all scaly. They're all smelly. They're all dirty. It's not my job to clean them up.
No.
It's the job of the Holy Spirit. Here's a lesson 101 of how you minister to people. They don't need you coming up there telling them they're fornicating, because they're already doing it and they know it. And they ain't going to stop just because you said something about it. So you better learn how to just love them.
Love on them.
Just love on them. That's all I did. I love them. The president invited me because I was a servant. I just made sure he and his wife were taken care of a foundation. I told my board, we don't need to duplicate what's going on in the city. Let's just, if you can't beat them, join them. If you can't beat them, join them. That's the song. I'm gonna go ghetto on y'all today. I'm gonna go whirly on you today. Cause see, y'all in here, y'all ivory, Tyra, and all of that. And this is why the world don't want to come to the church. Cause you don't know how to minister to them. That same one that you may be turning away, God wants to bless them. So here I go. I was at Houston. I'm sitting down at my computer, and they say, Chaplain, come on, go with us to Houston. Call this number. Rooms were going for $1,000, $249. That's how much the room cost for me to stay in. I didn't have to pay no $1,000. And then I gave it to a friend that came down from Atlanta. I got to take a picture with Warren Moon, and got to take a picture with Vince Young, and what's the cowboy's name? He used to be the quarterback. I mean, the coach, Wade Phillips, and all of the big boys, all of the stars. I'm there just, hey, Ma. You know how they do it and everything. All because I was a servant. A triple crown year. And then there, I didn't go to the game. I hung out with my friends because I was at the right place at the right time, and with all of them that came down from Atlanta. And see, people don't go to church, but they're going to go to Super Bowl. And you know what I did? And I have some of these cards back there on the back. I had these cards made up. I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, and to give you a hope and a future. And then I had these up: seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and his, and all these things shall be what? I know, subtract it. All these things shall be what? All these things shall be divided. All these things shall be what? You are living in a year where God is going to increase you swiftly, speedily, suddenly, and supernaturally. All these things are going to be added to you because you are in a trifecta. Yeah. Murphy sings, it's my season for grace and favor. Oh, when you walked in, I saw grace and favor written all over you. That's why you can walk into the courtroom. See, many of us don't know who we is. We don't know who we is. But you are the Lord's anointed. You are a kingdom of priests and kings. And well, I called a woman a king. And you are of the female species. God is not gender specific. He looked at you and called you a son. Because you are a female man created in his image and his likeness. And when he looks at Marty and when he looks at you, even though you may be the female man, he still calls you son. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise in this place. Equal time. Now, even though you, I don't know if you're married, but if you plan on getting married, you will become a bride. And you will be adorned with jewels and in a wedding dress and the veil placed on you. But yet still you are a female and it's appropriate for you to wear a dress. But when God looks at you and me, he still sees us as the bride of Christ. Oh, come on. It makes you want to scratch your head. I don't understand it. But I am the bride of Christ. She's coming back for a bride. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. And I'm here to tell you, you're at the right place at the right time with the right people. This is your perfecta year. Glory, I'm excited. So I passed out these cards. A lot of these people in this sports bar. Yeah, I went to a sports bar. Pass up an opportunity to see the game. But I wanted to be right there where all the sinners hung out. All of them drinking and everything. I was right at home passing out my card. I even got they had a banner and whatever you call this thing. And every time Atlanta scored a touchdown, I ran around the bar. Swinging that, whatever they call it, flag. They call it something else, but it'll come to me in a minute. And all of the men were giving me high fives. Because, see, men don't want to go to church, but they'll go to a sports bar. And that's what Jesus did. He went and where did he hang out? Huh? Where did he hang out? Amongst the sinner. Yeah. And see, some people that are sinning, they smell and they stink. And see, you just shut your mouth. And I was a chaplain, and I had a man and a woman in my service living together. I didn't even know they were married. And they come and say, "Will you marry me?" I almost pass out because they had chillings and everything. And now, don't get me wrong, I preach on sin and everything, but when you preach the word, it says that they will be convicted. And they got tired of living in sin. Because sin only feel good and taste good for a season. And after a while, you got to straighten up, and you're going to have to walk right, and you're going to have to talk right. And hallelujah. And guess what? You see, your mess becomes your message. And your test becomes your testimony. Living in sin. See, some righteous, indignant preachers, "Well, I ain't going to marry you." Why not? I married them. And it was one of the best weddings I ever performed. And her family would get old to the T. Pookie them and Shanae, all of them were there. Pookie them. You know Pookie them? Some of y'all got some of them in your family. Shanae, filled with drama. Negative people, ticks, fleas, and piranhas. But they were all there. And see, some of your family members remember you when you were in your sin and And they don't want you to forget about it.
That's right.
But I'm a new creation now. Old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. Because there's been a wonderful change in my life since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. See, sometimes we need to go back and sing some of them hymns. Amen? So at the Super Bowl, I run into this young lady. She was a lesbian. Watch this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can tell how she was dressed. You can tell her mannerism and whatnot. I give her a card. You know what? Of all of the 100-some-odd people in the bar, I only picked up 2 cards after the game that people left. Come on. They kept them. I said, they said, when I was passing them out, they said, well, what is this for? I'm going to get to my message, but this is just a preview. See, when you go to the movies, you got to see the preview first. Then I'm going to come. See, it ain't going to take me long. Amen. We're almost done here. All right. But see, I'm speaking to somebody today. I'm liberating somebody today. Somebody's getting set free right now because you see that testimony had to go forward because somebody may be in trouble. They may know some co-worker. But I want to tell you about Sylvia. She went there. I'm going to touch and agree with you that your son will not go to jail. Hallelujah. I'm going to believe for favor. You know what the problem in the church is? We only want to rejoice when something happens to us. But you see, when you get blessed, I can... Come here, get behind me. See, I can do that because when you get blessed, you're next in line in miracle. Come on, come on, come on. And then when you get your blessings, then she, come on, move. Come on, come on. Next, who next? Who next? Who wants a blessing next? Who's next for a blessing? You're next in line. See there? Look at that. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. All because you rejoice with those who were rejoicing. You mourn with those who mourn. I go up to Kyle on Friday evening. I drop my guests off at the outlet mall because a friend, son, dropped dead with an aneurysm last Friday. And she couldn't find my number. And she wanted me to come up and sing for the funeral yesterday. And I had my grandson and I said, I can't get away, but I'm up my way to Austin to take them to the Capitol, like I guess. But I'll drop them off and I'll come back. And I ministered to the family and her sisters flew from all over. And she said, this was the chaplain that was with me in D.C. And this was the chaplain. I come here to San Antonio, and he was down here. Amen. Why am I telling you this? It's because you never know how your life will have an effect on people. You know what? I've been a chaplain. I've been out of the military for 17 years, and people that I was stationed will still call me and won't even go to their natural pastor. I was in D.C. once, and one of my proteges introduced me to his bishop pastor as his pastor. And I said, I'm not your pastor. He said, oh, no, you're my pastor. Because when I was going through a divorce, you was right there with me. When my baby died, you were right there with me. I've learned how to make time for people. No matter how busy I am, I got guests, but I will interrupt my plans so I can come and cry with you. And so I said, since I can't be at the funeral, I'm going to sing here to the family. And I ministered to them. They were hurting. The children were mad, grown children, because their daddy is dead. It was one of the hardest days for a mom to go and bury their son. Because see, in the natural, we parents supposed to die first. And I said, I don't know your pain, but I can imagine what it feels like. Because I had a cousin who two children died. I did the eulogy, two coffins laid up there. Can you imagine the pain my sister on a mother, not putting one, but two in the ground? And I ministered the word of God. And then all of a sudden, she was sitting down on the front row. And she jumped up and said, Father, I praise you. Father, I worship you. Father, I give you glory and I give you honor. Two caskets in front of her. But yet still, she can get up and say, God is good. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap, a praise. That's the time we're living in. So I'm going to tell this and I'm going to move on. So this young lady, I go up to her. And I said, what's your name? And she tells me her name, Dana. And I said, Dana, what do you do? She said, I rap. And I said, tell me about your father. I knew he was a preacher. And she said, well, my daddy is a preacher. So I said, do you help your daddy in the church? And you know what she said to me? She said, no, I don't sing in the church because they don't want to receive me because of my lifestyle. She didn't say this. I'm adding this. But I'm going someplace. They're the way they are because you don't want to show them love. Love covers a multitude of sin. You can love a person out of a lifestyle. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. But if you judging them and criticizing them, you like stink on something, all right? They don't want to even be around you. Watch this. Didn't I tell you I needed to be there in the sports bar? Let me tell you what I said to her. So I said, you know what you can do? I said, you can take a hymn and just sing, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Because the old people like that. Not the old people, the seniors, amen? The seasoned ones. Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. And then you do the sister act on them. Hear my da 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 da, oh Maria, da 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 da. Da 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 da, oh Maria. Everybody's gonna look around. And then you say, you know what? Like Mikey, I like it. I like it. And then you break your rap in there, girl. Because if they're rapping for Jesus, that's all that matters. Come on. But here was the creme de creme and the cherry. And I said, your father loves you. And she breaks down. She starts crying. And I went. And I put my arms around her. And she began to weep. Excuse me. Because she needs the love of a father. Men, dad is our, to our sons, we are their first heroes. And to our daughters, we are their first love. Reason why a lot of nice girls ends up with bad boys because they didn't have the true love of a father.
No real father will go and molest his daughter.
Say it, sir.
No real father will go and pervert their son. I remember a young lady that said, I like hoochie. Like to dress hoochie, that's what I'm talking about. And I say, you're a queen. But she saw herself as a hoochie mama. And I began to minister to her when I was a chaplain. She was in the military. Beautiful young lady, but she would wear all of these provocative stuff and cleavage. I said, girlfriend, you got to go. I'm a man first. I may be anointed, but you can't sit up here dressed like this. And that's why we need mothers. So that when they come in, you just be gentle and say, okay, throw one of these cloth over them and everything, because the preacher up here got his mind on Jesus.
That's it.
He doesn't need any distractions. Amen. So she begins to cry, and she talks about how her male cousins all took their time having sex with her when she was a teenager. So she felt like a hoochie. But God can come in and do a new thing and clean you up. And why are you talking about this? Because some of you all used to be there. See, it's amazing when we come over into Christendom like we had it all together. I want you to know my stuff stinked. President Clinton said that he smoked, but he didn't inhale. Well, I want you to know I smoked and I inhale. Because that's where you get your high from, when you inhale. Don't shout me down because I done gone to meddling and preaching real good in this place. Did I say everything you told me to say? Getting back to Dana. So she begins to weep. And you know what I said to her? Go back home to your father. And you serve alongside of your father. From this day, February 5th, the day is March the 5th, your life is going in a new direction. Will she stop doing what she does with another woman? Probably no. Not instantly. But there's going to come a day. I'm excited. She's gonna be reunited. Oh, but now let me break dance in here. There's gonna come a day. And I'm not judging anybody. It's unnatural. But she's going to have a discovery. She's going to come into an epiphany. She's going to come into a revelation of who she is. Oh, y'all ought to applaud everybody in this house. Come on, come on, come on. Give the Lord a hand clap for Dana. And she's going to say, hi. Like the prodigal, I find myself down here almost eating the pig slop, but in my father's house.
Come on.
Amen.
In my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house, to father's house. See, the African Americans know this. Come and go with me to my father's house, to my father's house. There'll be no dying there. Uh-huh. There'll be no crying there. And see, nobody can do it like the black folks. Come and and go with me to my father's house, to my father's house. Come on. Come and go with me to my father's house, to my father's house. There'll be no more sin in there. There'll be no more dying there. Come and go with me to my father's house. Or you may break down with Color Purple. Every time I see this scene, yeah, yeah, Shug was in the same predicament, living in sin. Had a lesbian relationship with ugly Miss Seeley. Mister was a mean man, but they had a bar, and they were all in the bar on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Let me just speak prophetically. You know why it's good you're here, but you need to be in the right place over there. Oh, come on, come on, come on. See, this is your seventh year. And I'm not going to say starting tomorrow or next year when you go into your eighth gate, but what I see in the spirit in this 5777 2017, you're at the seventh position, perfection and completion. God has completed some things here. He has done it swiftly, speedily, sonnily, and supernaturally. Now you're getting ready to step. Come on up here. Come, come, come. Come on, you're getting ready. Come on, take a step with me. Step into new beginnings. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Your crippled crown year. Mm-hmm. So Shug heard her daughter. See, the apple doesn't fall far from a tree. Her daughter now is raised by her daddy and the preacher, and he was a, you know, a hard man and whatnot. And see, we don't realize that all of these musicians, that they were in the church, but we push them out. And you know, when you talk about the wealth being laid up for the just, they could have been bringing us the tithe. Do you know the tithe off $1 million? But you see, we pushed them out. All they know is to go buy a 4-carat ring for their wife or living in a house. But let me tell you something, a secret about rich people. If you're rich, a lot of times you really don't know they're rich, because they don't have to live in the finest of mansion. They don't have to drive a Rolls Royce or a Lamborghini or anything. I learned this by one of my spiritual fathers who taught me how to invest in stocks and told me how to go to the Goodwill and buy some boots and have them shine up. And when I stepped out in that Western rodeo, I was the talk of the night. Where you bought this from? Who is your designer? Goodwill? What? And he said, you don't have to buy a brand new BMW. Just go look in the newspaper and look for some grandma that only went to church on Sunday, low mileage, 7,000 miles, and she want to sell it to you for a steal and then drive it for 10 or 15 years. Y'all always got to have the latest of everything when you should be putting it in the kingdom. Uh-huh. You say, well, why do you do these medical clinics? We're going to do our first dental clinic. I got two dentists, a team of 11 going with me. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap, a prayer. These doctors shut down their practices. These dentists is going to shut down their practice because they feel a calling for the nation, to the nation. And see, reason why we connected, brother, is because I see the Lord getting ready to give you new territories. Even though you may be Hispanic, I see you in Africa. I see houses of manor in Africa. I see house of Africa. I see new territories. I see Central America. I see South America. I see all over America churches bringing out. Y'all are not here forever. Amen. Some of you all are going to be sent forth and sent out. Not released, sent forth and sent out. I say you're going to be sent out and sent forth. Go ye. You got the go ye in you, girl. You got the go ye. God, that could be a rap song. Amen. See, Dana could do this. Go ye. Hey. Because you got the go ye. You got the go ye.
So, I'm ministering. See, I done diverted from my PowerPoint, but I had to say this. See, Father knows best. I remember going to a church in West Virginia, a Baptist church. I was telling the pastor about it. And I got up to preach, and the Lord say, flow prophetically. In a Baptist church? Lord, you know where I is? You know these deacons run the pastor, and you want me to get up and preach prophetically? Come on. God has a sense of humor. See, many of us, we think we are living by faith. But you see, what precedes faith is obedience. See, Abraham didn't have faith when he started out on his pilgrimage and his journey. He obeyed God. And the Bible says in Romans 4, it was counted.
That's right.
Or credited. It's just like when you go make a deposit in the bank. It's nothing for you to go make a deposit and then they post it to the wrong account. I had that happen to me one time. $500. But I said, I should have more money than this. See, I knows my money. You better not mess with my money. I'm like, my dear, I will... Oh, come on. Three things. Don't mess with my children and grandchildren. Don't mess with my woman. And don't mess with my money. That's a trifecta. That's a trifecta. Don't mess with it. But see, we done pushed them out. And they make all this money. And the church is scraping by the seams. All these Stevie Wonders and all of them, they Aretha Franklin, daddy preacher. But because of their style, we push them out. We push them out. That person sitting next to you may be the next Paul. That person sitting next to you may be the next Joshua or the next Joseph or the next Esther or the Ruth or could be the next president, the next scientist. I used to teach at a charter school for 2 years, and they called me all the time, and the other teachers got mad, talking about, well, you let them listen to their radio. You let them use their telephone. Look, I ain't here to tell them to put their phone away. This is an administrative problem. I'm here to teach them some edumacation. I'm trying to get something in their head. And let me give you this quote. When it's on the tape, you got to buy it. See, education is not the learning of facts, but training the mind to think. We got so many dumb kids because we're only teaching them facts instead of training their mind to think. Oh, I wish I had some help in this place. We need Christian teachers. We need Christian everything. See, we only think we have a calling in the church. You have a calling in the school. You have a calling in the marketplace. You have a calling in the hospital. That place is revolutionized and transformed because you there with your bad self. I used to go in, and this is a true story. When I was working in a hospital as a manager, they cussed, They didn't like me. I sat and read my Bible. I prayed. They laughed at me and everything. But the day came that somebody died. Somebody was in trouble. Somebody needed my Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Nobody, 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 nobody. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody. Them same people mocking me, laughing me. They didn't call Reverend Ike. They called me. And I went right up to him like a maitre d'. I'm going to show you. And then I'm going to preach for real. Where's my towel? Here it is. How can I serve you? Even though you laughed at me, even though you mocked me, even though you called me a church boy. Woo, the joke's on you. How can I serve you? Can I wash your feet, Master? Then I begin to pray, and they begin to break. And see, God has a sense of humor. Getting back to Shug and put my 7 points up there, and I'm going to move right quick, and I'm done, and I'm going to give a prophetic word over this house, and then y'all go back there and buy my product so I don't have to eat beanie weenies and sardines this week. Amen. I know the pastor going to bless me real good. Because see, when they don't treat me right. I've had people steal my offerings. I had people tell me they're going to send my offering, and it's been 7 years. I haven't seen it yet. But you ain't cheating me. You're cheating God. And I dares not mess with God money. I better not mess with God, man. You know what I found out also? That the people in the world can distinguish the real from the fake.
Easy.
I had people come up to me out in the world when I was at Oral Roberts University. We used to go out and evangelize. Go into the government subsidized housing. They'd be high as a kite on Saturday morning from Friday night. And I'm there telling them about Jesus and everything. And this young lady, they were laughing at us and everything. And she said, "You better listen to that man, because he's a true man of God." And I didn't even pay her. It wasn't a paid commercial. They recognized the anointing. Because it's the anointing that breaks yokes. It's the anointing that sets the captives free. It's anointing that brings a refreshing in the anointing. And the anointing is raining on you, and on you, and on you, and on you. The anointing. It's the anointing. So, Shug said, God's trying to tell you something. God's trying to tell you something. God's trying to tell you something right now, right now, right now. Speak to me, Lord. And as she got closer, she started singing. Because you cannot forget what's been put in you.
That's right.
That's why the Bible says, train up a child from in the way. She goes, all right, you will experience these 7 things in this kingdom year. Open heavens. The heavens are open. In order for it to rain, there may be scattered clouds. It's not going to rain. Why? The clouds are scattered. They have to slow down and come together. House of Manna, you got to slow down, come together, and then there will be an open heaven over this house. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Then the rains will fall.